The Splendor of You. Here is your host, Debbie Sansone Schlaprisi.
Hi, I'm Debbie Schlaprisi. Welcome to The Splendor of You. You know, I came across a beautiful quote of St. Madeleine Sophie, and she was speaking in regards to St. Joseph. I don't know if you know, but the year, I'm sure you probably do, but I didn't know that this year is dedicated to St. Joseph. And thanks be to God by the grace of our good Lord and a dear friend of mine, I just finished the consecration to St. Joseph, which is a beautiful, beautiful gift. If you have an opportunity, 33 days to consecration to St. Joseph, and it's amazing. And I have to tell you, in the beginning, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is so long. I have to read all this information. But friends, by the time I was like halfway through, I was looking forward to it. I couldn't wait to have an opportunity to read more. And it's just beautiful. So I've been thinking a lot about St. Joseph. And in preparation for this show, I came across St. Madeleine Sophie said this. She said, ask St. Joseph for a love of the interior life. Ask him at least for the desire of it. You will be blessed if you have this hunger, this thirst, for it is in the interior life that justice occurs. It happens. That's from St. Madeleine Sophie. So, friends, you might want to think about that just a bit, because I have to tell you, in the midst of that, I was thinking about myself and about the interior life. And I will tell you that I've always been about doing, particularly if something's out of whack in my life, you know, if I'm out of balance, if I'm not on my game, which is a lot of the time. But anyway, my knee-jerk reaction is that, oh, I'm going to do something, you know, get away from it. Maybe I'll write another book or you know, maybe I'll, even in simpler terms, maybe I'll get away for a few days, or maybe I'll go eat something that I really like, or maybe I'll plan an outing, or maybe, you know, there's all these things, go watch a movie, you know, and stuff myself with chips. Whatever it is, there's that sense of getting away from it and looking on the outside. But what I'm learning now, first of all, if God blesses you with enough time to live this life long enough, we start realizing that all of those things on the outside don't do a thing to help us. The inside still stays, I still don't feel great. I might momentarily love watching that movie and eating that bag of chips or that chocolate or whatever, but it's only momentary pleasure. It doesn't do anything to help me. And I've realized more and more that this useless pursuit of something on the outside, from the outside to make me happier, doesn't cut it. And honestly, all those things I've mentioned, except for probably, you know, going completely overboard, there's nothing wrong with any of those things. Nothing. Nothing's wrong with being able to get away for a little bit, or to be able to eat your favorite food, to be able to enjoy a movie, any of those things, you know, or to be able, if you're a writer, to write another book or go for another activity. The point is that when it gets crazy is when there's sort of a grasping of it or thrusting for it, anything to feel better. Because really, what will do that for us? That is going to be what comes from the inside. It really will. When I was young, I used to say to my beloved sister, Mary Rose, I just want peace. And sister used to help me. She said, you want peace, Debbie? And I said, yeah, sister, I just want peace. And sister would help me unravel what was that? And normally, as much as it might be, you know, I'd like to step away from all the activity, I want to back away. In the end, it was. Sometimes, often, it did have to do with the outside, to have less on my plate than what I kept putting on my plate or others were putting on my plate that I allowed. It was. Some of that was certainly about adjusting schedule. But my friends, so much of it was about stepping back and having time with Jesus. It was about looking on the inside, okay? I have a friend, a beautiful, beautiful dear friend. And years ago, she would always say, I just want to be normal. I want to feel normal. And I didn't know what she meant by that. You see, she didn't have any physical challenges or issues. Her dream of feeling normal, she explained to me, had to do with wanting unity amongst her adult children. She wanted something she didn't possess at the time. For me, at these moments when I'm not on my game, what do I want? I want a sense of peace. I want a sense of harmony with myself. I want a sense of balance. I want less worry and more presence to living. What about you? Are you restless? Are there worries? St. Augustine says to us, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in you." Take whatever issue that may be on your mind and heart, one that gnaws at you. How do you find that solution? How do you solve it? Well, we can run away from it, or we can just sort of push it off, you know, delay it, thinking we have more time. But perhaps the real answer lies within, and maybe it will manifest itself in an outward action. But initially, the answer is to look within, not outside of ourselves, to look within, to call upon our Lord, call upon Saint Joseph, call upon our beautiful Blessed Mother, call upon our angels, call upon our Lord to give us the help we need. Earlier, I mentioned that, you know, when things aren't right, I try to do something. But there comes a point in life where you get sick of the race to find the next best something. And instead, a shift takes place, and we seek harmony within ourselves. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not going to do something. And for some of us, we make a real mistake because we do not take ownership of our lives. We do not make the decisions that need to be made. We just consternate and stand there, you know, wringing our hands or blaming another. But what I'm talking about here is that we seek harmony inside of ourselves, not with another activity, like a vacation or a trip away or a new pair of shoes or to get in better shape or more dollars. That may be part of what we need to do. Perhaps we need to get in better shape, better health, fitness-wise. Perhaps we need to look at opportunities where we can excel on our own skills and talents and perhaps provide for our families in a different way. That may be part of it. But in the end, what we're really looking at is, Lord Jesus, show me who you created me to be. Let me show up as who you created me to be in harmony with who God made us to be. How do we get there? Well, friends, the first step is acknowledge something's out of kilter. Recognize it. That recognition is important. And then go to God. Ask for help. You know, it's as if we do what Christopher West, I heard him speak not too long ago. And it was so cool because he basically said, you know, we unzip ourselves and we say, Lord, come on in and rearrange the furniture. And I remember the first time I heard Christopher say this, I literally thought of a zipper at the top of my neck. And I thought of just opening it, unzipping all the way through my trunk and actually opening myself up like it would open up two doors, you know, and say, Lord, I invite you in. Come on in. Fix stuff. Help me. This also reminds me, I just was listening to a podcast from the Sisters of Life. They're amazing, amazing Sisters of Life. And on this, one of the sisters was recounting a story of her little nephew who was like 4 years old, and they were all outside playing in the snow. And basically what occurred was a snowball was flying. It wasn't intended, but it hit this little 4 year old right in the face. And of course, everyone, particularly his mommy, went running towards him and is like, oh my goodness, God bless you. Are you all right? You know, wiping the snow off. And the little guy, when it was all finished, I think this is close to what he said, but he said, Mommy, you have to be careful. I'm widow. My friends, you and I can say to our Lord, Lord, help me. I'm little. Help me. Show me the way. You know, there's a wonder about children. G.K. Chesterton talks so much about all of us, no matter what our age, never lose the wonder of a child. Don't lose it. You and I, as children of God, no matter where we are in our lives, man, woman, wherever we are children before God. And we can say, Jesus, help me. I'm a little right now. I'm confused. I'm worried. Help me. Friends, you just allow a crack, and our Lord will find his way in. Just open up a crack, and God will come in. The next thing we can do, my friends, when we are trying to figure out, you know, what is it? How do I get to solutions in my life? How do I get that discernment of direction? The next thing we can do, seek the counsel of a spiritual director. If you don't have that, a good friend, someone you trust. Maybe it's a family member, a dear friend, but someone you trust, a priest, a sister, a respected, trusted friend, and simply unload your burdens. Let yourself talk. Now, this isn't easy to do because we're embarrassed. Our ego gets in there. We think that we sound stupid, or we don't want to bother another, or the problem is too complicated and it'll take too long, or my thinking is fragmented. I can't keep it all straight. Kick that thinking to the curb. Speak anyway. Do it anyway. Throw it out there and don't become discouraged if you don't have an immediate result. My friends, this is when we have to hold on and trust and believe that God isn't going to let us down. Even if you've been disappointed in the past, hold on anyway. That reminds me years ago when I used to speak about chastity. I used to say to my friends, you know, if you go on vacation, you go on spring break and you gain 5 pounds, it doesn't mean that every day of your life you have to eat junk and garbage and gain 5 pounds. You know, we can make a shift. We can make a shift in our lives, friends. We can turn it over to Jesus. And what may seem like disappointment can be an appointment. We can go back and say, Lord, I'm disappointed. Help me. Help me to know where to go with this. Help me to shift from my way to your way and give me peace. Give me empowerment that I'm no longer a victim, but I am responsible. I am an adult. And with you, I can tackle this. My friends, one of the biggest steps that we can do in the midst of discernment and finding our own balance and harmony within ourselves and who we're called to be is reception of the sacraments. It's what? The Eucharist, the sacrament of reconciliation, confession. Now, you may be saying, you know, I don't really feel anything. I feel nothing. Well, regardless of how you feel, do it anyway. Here's the real news, okay? Here's the news, friends. God isn't limited by your feelings or mine. He's God. You and I are invited. We invite him in. We're invited to say, I trust in you, Jesus. I invite you in. This is my invitation to you to come in. You give him permission to work in your life, and he will. Whether you feel it or not, he will. The sacraments of the Eucharist and reconciliation are important, particularly when you feel you're off your game or you're messed up. You're feeling down and depressed. Get to confession. Don't rely on your own ingenuity. As Mother Angelica said on one of her fabulous programs, you can't even eat a pork chop without God. You can't do anything. So go to him. Does that mean that you and I, that we go through life and we don't do anything? Absolutely not. But it does mean that we take time to quiet ourselves, preferably in the morning, and talk to God. But let me just tell you, anytime is good, okay? Anytime. God's not just relegated to morning. Talk to God. Ask him to direct your plans, your day, okay? Ask him to show you the next step. I have a dear, holy, holy woman named Judy. And Judy, for years, has encouraged me, particularly when I'm overwhelmed and I'm not sure what to do next and I've got so much going on. And she'll say, or even when you're just down and you feel like life is just useless, it's not what it used to be. Judy used to say to me all the time, say, what do I do next, Lord? It might be get up and wash your hair. It might be go do some cooking. It might be pray for somebody. It might be get outside and take a walk. It might be sit back and take a nap. But what do I do next, Lord? And repeat that prayer throughout the day. If you're like me, some days you may wake up and immediately you get into an activity. You're ready for it. But you want to resist that mode, my friends. Ask God to give you the grace to help you to put him first. Prayer with him first. Or, if you're like me, there are those days, too, when you're tempted to remain in bed with the sheets over your head. Resist that urge as well. Go to our Lord. Take a deep breath. Be aware of God's presence. And as a dear priest said to me, Debbie, early in the morning when I say my prayers, I say, Lord, no matter what I encounter this day, please let me stay grounded in you. Fill me with your peace. No matter what's going on, keep me one with you. I have to tell you a quick story. I have a dear friend who's from Mexico, and this woman reflects peace no matter what is going on in her life. For purposes of this story, I'll call her Rosa. Rosa is a single mom with two beautiful children, and one of the children is a high schooler with special needs. Not too long ago, Rosa came home from her second job. It was later in the evening, and all was well. She walked into her home, managing her children, got everybody to bed, took care of matters. And every night, this woman always wakes up around midnight to make sure that all is well with her children, the neighborhood, her home. She takes a look outside, and she does this every day after her jobs, once she gets all the kids in bed. Well, this night, she did just that. Midnight, all was well. The next morning, she gets up every day by 6 a.m. She was out and about, and all of a sudden, she looked. And as she was walking outside, she noticed there was something strange about her car. Her car had been broken into. And virtually, not only broken into, but the car was virtually destroyed on the interior. The thugs, in effect, had tried to steal the car, but they couldn't get the car to go. They couldn't start it. They couldn't get it out of there. So they messed up everything about it. The steering wheels, the locks, the doors. It was destroyed, okay? And absolutely not drivable. This lovely lady, in recounting the story, absolutely showed sadness and concern. But within a very short time, what did she keep saying? She kept saying, God will help us. She reminded her children what matters. What really matters is that they had one another. She continued to tell the kids and herself that they would be okay. She said, I work. I have a job. I have some money saved. We'll do this. I'll pay for it. She had a peace even though someone or several folks stole and destroyed her property. It really invaded her life. She possessed God's grace. That didn't just pop up for Rosa. That's born out of a life of prayer, a life of hope and accountability. Rosa has a sense of, I am responsible. I am not a victim. There's no victim stuff for me. Rosa lives a life of faith and trust in God no matter what. She knows what she's been able to overcome in her life, and she trusts in that. She trusts in God being with her and bringing her to where she is at this time. She had a real injustice done to her. She could have been absolutely ballistic, and who would have blamed her? She could have ranted and raved about how she was going to pay for it, because even though she had savings, they were saved for something else. But rather, Rosa told her children, we are going on with our lives. This will not pull us down. God is with us. She smiled, and I can still see her in my mind's eye as she was saying to me, you know, I wonder if the rosary hanging from the mirror of that car didn't have something to do with Our Lady protecting my children and myself from these men. When her son was angry and upset, she pointed to the cross and said to her son, look, who is that? It's Jesus. Look to him. He suffered and he overcame sin and suffering. Rosa teaches us a great deal. Many things happen in your life, my life, that may upset us, hurt us. They're unfair, they're unjust. And what we feel through it all has the possibility of doing what for us, friends? Bringing us down further, or making matters worse, or what else? Or to be in harmony with ourselves, trusting in God, believing solidly that where we don't see a way, God will provide a way, that God is alive and active in our lives with us, bringing us through. What a difference. You know, what a difference that thinking can make. I just have to read you something from Interior Freedom by Father Jacques Philippe. It's wonderful, and it has everything to do with what I experienced with Rosa. I read, quote, "The ability to remain untouched by evil is not acquired all at once. It is the fruit of a long process of self-conquest and grace that makes us grow. It is an aspect of spiritual maturity, more a gift from God than the result of our efforts. But this gift will be given to us more quickly and surely the more we strive for it, desire it, and try to practice the attitudes described here." What are those attitudes, my friends? Here they are. I quote, "Rooting ourselves in God through faith and prayer, not blaming people and things around us for what isn't going well in our lives, and stop seeing ourselves as victims, resolutely shouldering responsibilities and accepting our lives as they are, and using our present capacity for believing, hoping, and loving to the full at every moment. In the end, it's your choice, my choice. We can begin now to ask God to come in and to, what, rearrange the furniture within us. You and I have many friends in high places. Talk about contacts. We have the Blessed Mother. You know, we have Saint Joseph. We have the saints. And this month, this right now, this is Our Lady's month. It's the month of May, right? Think about maybe setting up a little May altar, something to be a reminder to you or those that may pass by your home or those that live within your home, a reminder of this is Our Lady. You know, it's like when it's somebody's birthday, we put up what? We might put up a happy birthday sign, or we might send them flowers as a reminder of how we love them. We can set up a little May altar as a reminder of, Blessed Mother, I love you. A reminder to us to reach out to Our Lady, to know that this is her month, to try to please her. So, my friends, will bad stuff happen in life? Sure it will. And will good stuff happen? Sure it will. Okay? We know that bad stuff happens in life, all right? Even when we believe, even when we trust God. Look at Rosa. But we also know that in the midst of that, we are not victims, all right? We are not victims, and we can have peace in the midst of injustice. Look at St. Maximilian Kolbe. Gave up his life, had this joy, this peace about him that he was able to give to other prisoners. I was even told that St. Maximilian Kolbe, with the limited food rations, would give his food to others. How do we get like that? We get like that, my friends, by beginning this day, by desiring it. God will meet us in our desire by saying, Jesus, I ask you to come in. I ask you, Lord, to give me your interior life. I want to make a difference. My friends, you and I have much more power than we realize within. We have strength. We have faith. All right? That and within us. And that, my friends, can supersede the circumstances that we find we're faced with in our lives. You and I can ask for grace, transformation, peace. And we can ask, Lord, please, let me be in harmony with myself. Rather than, oh God, please do this, this, and this on the outside of my life. Now, I still need those things done on the outside of my life. But my gosh, friends, the shift that can take place in our daily happiness by asking for internal changes to take place. We can live a life that's happier, that's more in harmony with our Lord. This month of May, step into the protection of the rosary and watch. Watch what will occur within your life. To become all you're created to be. Watch what will happen. You'll be so surprised. God bless you, and thanks so much for tuning in to The Splendor of You. Remember, your splendor is within. God bless. That's www.splendorview.com. www.splendorview.com. God bless you, and have a beautiful day.
This has been The Splendor of You with Debbie Sansone-Schlaprezy.